Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can't be paid up on the frame, dude, we stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out the make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters taking all your bread, outworking you.
Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Wednesday, November the 14th. Wednesday, November the 14th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for today. As you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got part two of the three-part introduction. Didn't start off like that, but yesterday, after yesterday's show, and decided to just go ahead and kind of turn this into an introduction for the new series that starts on November the 18th, where I break down how to activate your DNA, how your voice determines or activates the neutrinos in your DNA that controls the protein synthesis that changes your genetic expression. And so we have to understand the spirituality and, most importantly, the biology behind that process. Brothers and sisters, this series is extremely important because what this series does is it establishes or overrides the esoteric coding. This is calming the storm. This separates the difference between fantasy and reality. right now we are living in a world where most people are unaware of the ancient science of gematria, are using hidden codes, social norms, to establish or rewrite the neurological network of the DNA. This is such a powerful geometric and geometria manipulation that all of the occultists are aware of the law of reversal. It is very rare that I find people who understand the law of reversal and understand what is taught in the ancient text that's hidden from us today, which is the secret esoteric origins of everything that we call jots and tittles that the megalomaniacs and the egomaniacs, these attention-thirsty, psychopathic, sociopathic, delusional, harmonious arrangement orchestrators of this particular disposition are using to destroy your DNA, to prevent you or keep you from oscillating or vibrating according to your original design. The coding of the DNA has been manipulated by these hexagons. This is a hexagon. This is a hexachord. This is a hexagram. This triune hex is called the gematria hex or the hexcraft. This is hidden. These are the social codes that establish the predictive programming that releases this demonic spirit that enters into the body and then it leaps onto the stage of your life. And today I must talk a little bit about or introduce why the next series is so important. Because I wasn't really even going to do that series. I was just going to do this for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center members. And this wasn't going to be a series that was offered to the public because of the information that's hidden inside of the teachings of Jesus Christ or Yahushua, the HaMashiach, when he talks about when that description in the Bible where Jesus quieted the storm, where the storm was raging and Jesus was sleeping and the disciples were asking themselves, doesn't he care about us? How is he sleeping through the storm? It is this interpretation or the understanding of Jesus' ability to remain calm in the midst of the storm. And so I need to talk to you today about the importance of understanding what is hidden behind maintaining quiet in the midst of the storm. In the midst of the storm, many people do not have the ability to maintain quiet because they don't understand that the healing codes has been replaced with feeling codes. Now, everything that you feel is not your fault because you've been programmed to feel. A lot of people that are very full because of the way that they feel that makes them act like a fool. So most people that are acting like a fool, they're acting like a fool because they are full. And the reason that they are full is because that they feel. And what they feel is real to them. But it's not real. It's the culmination. Now, what I'm about to share, brothers and sisters, is extremely important. Because as I will break down in the next series, and when I really get into the red heifer that it talks about and the red Angus that's primarily in the United States and what that means when it comes to the Rothschilds or the red shield and the red heifer, and the Jewish gematria and understanding what it talks about in the book of Daniel and the sacrifice that the Bible talks about in the book of Daniel and in the book of Isaiah that's being played out today that has to do what it talks about in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8. And the reason why all of this is so important is because this is gematria. These are the codes that make you feel that you are full so that way you can fail to activate the DNA. because you're hearing a frequency that's been sent out by the trumpet. So the trumpet is sounding. At the last sound, at the last trumpet, the trump pence. So trump pence is making a lot of noise that's causing a lot of distraction. And if you're buying into this predictive programming of the trumpet that's being sounded, this is the Temple Institute that's establishing the red heifer that the CIA and all of the alphabet soup, all of what the CIA, FBI, and all of the other, this is all gematria. This is all 666. If you look at the gematria in English, the word red heifer equals 666. And according to the Bible, the red heifer is a reddish-brown cow. Reddish-brown, Adam, red-brown, ruddy. This is a purification and establishment of the Noahide law. This is the slaughtering of the red heifer. That is why this is ceremonial witchcraft. This is ceremonial, ritual, Old Testament sacrificial systems that's found in the book of Numbers, chapter 19. The purpose of the red heifer, the sacrifice, is why you're seeing so many black men getting shot in the back. It's a sacrifice. It's a cleansing that is taking place. That's why there's fires going on in California. Numbers chapter 19, verse 9, talks about the purification. The red heifer was a sacrifice. It was the blood that was shed and was sprinkled on the tabernacle. All of this is biblical. This is the significance. What took place on September 11th is a symbolic. Everything that takes place is done based upon gematria. This is the biblical establishment that the Bible talks about of the third temple. Now, again, what I'm about to share is difficult for most people to wrap their brain around. This is just the intro. During the series, again, we've got to talk about the problem because most people don't understand why do I need to talk or listen to a series that's talking about activating my DNA. Because right now you are emotional. You're not emotional, but you got feelings. And the feelings you got are not yours. These feelings have been given to you. How does people control your feelings so that way you feel full? So that way you act like a fool. It's important to understand how this is done. Now, I posted this on my Facebook page, and I posted a quote from 1981 by then CIA Director William Casey that said, "We will know that our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American public believes is false." This is the law of reversal. This is the occult, psychopathic, fictional reality that is foolish. But the only way that you can be foolish is if they can make you feel. Now, how do they make you feel? Through exposure therapy, through predictive programming. Now, I've been saying this for years. This is called the law of reversal. Benjamin Franklin even talked about this. He was a Freemason. Abraham Lincoln, Freemason. George Washington, Freemason. All of your founding fathers, Freemason. Now, I posted a story that was actually published in the New York Times. I forgot when it was, and the dates really doesn't matter. But this is called hexcraft or hidden math, or this is called hexagonal math. This is called the triune hex. This is what every political statement, what just happened with Kavanaugh, his name, oh, wow. This was a display because it's designed to make you feel. Because if I can make you feel, then your brain is full. And if your brain is full of those feelings, you're going to act like a fool. This is called hexing the six or six hexing. This is the triune six, 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 which is a hexagon, which is a hexagram, which is a hexachord, math, music, and language. I use those three things, or they use those three things. How? This is a story that was published in the New York Times. It said a six-year-old named Margaret Ingram was traveling with her parents to New York in support of her, in support of ALS patients. Since Maggie began to collect donations for a group home last August, letters from all over the country began to reach her in praise of her courage. Her only regret has been not being able to tell every person or tell every person's story and to read every message to her fans. Her mother, Kathy Ingram, said Maggie, or Margie, I'm saying Maggie's Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, Margie receives at least six letters a day. Now, this was a story that was written. Now, the above story is called Programming Feelings. It's a programmed, the entire piece is designed to program feelings. That's how they program feelings into you. So when you read that story, when that story is repeated by the reporters, now reporters are repeaters. If you click on every news channel, you will find that every news channel in the globe repeats the same thing. Reporters are repeaters. Now, given anything that is frequently repeated produces an emotional response. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, the name that destroys every name, touch the minds of your people. Anything that is frequently repeated produces an emotional charge in your DNA. It produces ATP and ADP, biologically proven. I don't have the time to break down the biology of it today, but I will during the seven-hour series that starts on November the 18th. You need to be on that series because right now you feel, so you fool, so you act like a fool. Now, I didn't read about this in the book. I did it for 50 years. I didn't understand why I had so many feelings and why I had good intentions, but I was doing bad behavior. And no matter how many times people prayed for me, cried for me, laid hands on me, it did nothing because of the underlying ruling disposition that is behind the letters. Now, let's break this down. In this story that I just read, the entire story is fake. The name Margaret Ingram, the first and the last name, six letters. Notice that she's 6 years old. Notice that they told you in this story it is a what they call a repeated pattern. This is called sixing. It's a repeated pattern of six. So Margaret, or I'm saying, keep saying Margaret, but it's Margie, M-A-R-G-I-E, has six letters. Ingrid has six letters. Her age was six. Her trip from New York, the word New York equals 666 in English gematria. Now, this is all subconscious. Notice her, the last name is Ingrid. That means in the grid. So I got to put you in the grid. Her last name. Now, again, this is a story that was written and published in the New York Times. So that everybody, this is called hexing the six or sixing or sexing. So subconsciously, it programs your DNA to the numbers that's inside of the letters because this is why I've been studying gematria for 20 years. So in English gematria, even her donation began on August the 8th. The 8th is the number, again, of money magnet. That's the number of good luck. That's the magnetism to get you to feel. So all of the words in that fake story that I just read induce feelings of happiness and joy and wanting you to donate. Notice what's going on in California, and they got Red Cross set up to accept donations. Notice what happened in the floods in Houston, and my boy from the Houston Texans, the football player, started an organization to collect money. That fool raised $30 million. Where did $30 million go? Nobody in Houston saw it. Where did the money go that he raised? And why did he raise so much money? Feelings. It's a feel-good story designed to suck your DNA or to suck your energy because your energy, your attention, and your intention is how you order. So if I keep your attention and your attention has intention, then I am an energy vampire. I suck your energy, your chi, because your attention is given to me. So who controls your attention? Now, remember, this is how you order. Now, we talked about that in a previous series. So in this next series, you have to control your own attention. You have to control your own intention. You have to control your own, intensity. Now, this is just, again, this is just an introduction. That number is frequently repeated on a subconscious level. Because remember, behind each number and behind each letter is a substance. So when you see a television commercial of very skinny children in Africa with their chest sunk in and their bones showing, and they're so weak that they can't even fan the flies from their noses, what do you feel? This is programmed feelings. This is called math magic. They use mathematics. Mathematics is code for math magic. Now, I don't have the time, and I don't know if it would be in your best interest for me to break down math magic. Because sometimes, like King Solomon said, with an increase of knowledge comes an increase of sorrow. So unless the Father gives me the green light to share math magic with you, I ain't going to be sharing it, because this stuff will mess up your theology. Math, like some things, it's just best not to know. So I won't be going into the details of gematria and how the media use it to trick and to deceive and to fool you. This is why, you ever notice that Trump, Pence, Donald Trump keeps talking about fake news? How many times have you heard the word fake news come out of Donald Trump's mouth? I want you to, now that you're conscious of it, I want you to pay attention, because it's not free. Pay attention to the number of times that he says fake news. And pay attention to the number of times during the press conference, or conference, that he accuses CNN or Fox or somebody else of fake news. Why is Donald Trump talking about fake news? Because this is called predictive programming. So in gematria, the way that gematria works is behind the scenes. Now, that was another story that was written by Washington Post, and in this story, it talked about a little black kid named Jimmy. He was an 8-year-old heroin addict. And in this story, now this is all true. It was written by Washington Post, but in the Washington Post story and then in CNN, they repeated it. The reporters are repeaters. Take out the word reporter. Every time you watch the news, remember, you are watching a repeater. Now, most reporters don't even know that they're repeaters. Now, if you listen to the reporters, all reporters sound exactly the same. I don't care what channel. Look at the diction. Now, I've done the series already where preachers used to preach, and then they would say, and then they would do, and then they would say, and then they would go, If you notice, all black preachers, they start preaching and they start doing that. That's called programmed diction. When you do that, it bypasses your frontal lobe. It goes directly into your subconscious brain. Whatever that reverend, that doctor, that bishop says goes directly into your DNA, and you will find yourself sucking pina coladas out of a straw if they tell you to. How did Jim Jones do what he did? How in the world a dude going to get women and family mass suicide because this dude say, hey, drink the purple Kool-Aid? Now, I watched my mother do this, and then I went out, talked about my mother, and I did the exact same thing. I paid a private school to beat my kids. My children are grown now, and they told me what happened in that private school that I paid money to send them to. If they can program me, now I went into the Marine Corps. Why do you think I went into the Marine? Why do you think they call Marines devil dogs? Why do you think the shooting in the California that just happened, why do you think he was a Marine? You ever know what happens in Marine Corps, Booker? Marine Corps, they tell you when they tear you down and then they build you up. How? Talk to a Marine. They'll tell you. There's a lot of people that are very dangerous. Marines are probably the most dangerous fools on the planet because they're programmed. And there are triggers that are hidden. Most Marines don't even know these triggers. I had to deprogram myself when I got out. And if you don't deprogram yourself, the voice activation part of the Bible doesn't work on you. Why do you think I could go to church and sit in church all day and it had no effect on me? I'm just not learning how to love. I thought I knew how to love. I thought I was in love. I had no feelings. I was totally disconnected from my feelings. I could tell me I love you. Well, that's why it was so easy for me to go from relationship to relationship. That's why it was so easy for me to do what I did, because I wasn't emotionally attached. But the question is why? Because my feelings was already programmed. But how did they program my feelings? That's what we're talking about in this next series. Because, see, my brothers and sisters, this goes way deeper than just propaganda. This goes way deeper than the Hellenic dialectic. This goes way deeper than Eurocentric secularism that's being promoted. This goes way deeper than the law of reversal. This goes way deeper than just, you know, Freemason and Masonic, you know, occult psychopathic programming. This goes way deeper than monarch programming. This goes to what the CIA talks about, the October surprise. It always happens in October. October just passed, and it happens around the election time. That's why the confirmation hearing of Kavanaugh was established around, or happened around, this time. This is called Project Pegasus. Project Pegasus. This is established, or was established, by what they call the shadow government. Now, remember, in Hebrew, my name means in the shadow of God. So I'm able to see the shadow. See, I had to stay in the dark until I could see in the dark. And I always used to pray and ask the Father, why did certain things happen to me? What was the purpose behind it? Because I knew I had a good heart, but I was doing bad things. And this was my lot. This was my destiny. And it's interesting because there are certain words, like the N-word, that produces a certain mathematical response. Now, math used to be taught in gematria. People way, way, way back in the day understood gematria. And they understood why gematria was so important. Everything that's done in our country, in the United States, is based upon gematria. Every number you see is not an arbitrary number. Those numbers have been selected by the powers that be. They believe in this stuff so much that every military campaign is based upon Hebrew words that are calculated down to mathematical precision, so that way there are significant dates and places. That's why I deal with dates and places and viceroys, because they use dates and places and viceroys to establish things. I use dates, places, and spiritual power to destroy those things. What is the abortion rate among black women in the United States, and why is it 4 times higher than white women? Do you think that this is an accident? The levels of black genocide in America, even the number, if you look at the statistics that's put out by Planned Parenthood, this is all programmed under a program called Six Mendelia Genetics. This is even glamorized through Hollywood and through certain programming that's featured inside of certain movies. This is all Eurocentric eugenics. Because eugenics, now remember, when Morgan Thanger, whatever her name was, way, way back in the day, established and stated and proclaimed black lives are inferior. Morgan Thanger even said, we don't want the word to get out that we want to exterminate the Negro population. That's a quote from Margaret Sanger, the founder and the director of the Planned Parenthood. Do you know who founded the NAACP? NAACP was not founded by black people. It was founded by three white people. Now, I've done a show, posted on my Facebook page 5 years ago, 6 years ago. That's old news. There is a Harvard graduate by the name of Lothrop Stoddard. He was a eugenics specialist. He's the author of a book called The Rising Tide of Color Against White Supremacy. The title of the book is called The Rising Tide of Color Against White Supremacy. The Rising Tide of Color Against White Supremacy. He was a eugenics Third Reich scientist who understood and established certain what he called Negro projects. Now, this stuff goes deep. Why? Fire beings are gin beings. Gin, they don't like clay. So it's played out in white versus black. This is all gematria. This is all hidden codes. So if you don't understand the deep origins. Now, remember, I'm an etymologist. I trace everything back to its original. As I posted on my Facebook page, the fires that's going on in California right now, they're all about the California electric railroad system. The fire line is exactly the same as the railroad lines. Now, all of these people weren't going to give up their homes so they can build a railroad. So how do you get people out of their homes so the government can establish a railroad? People ain't going to sell. Now, I'm not making this up. You can Google this yourself. You can do the research like I've done. I always ask the Father to reveal the truth, not a version. So there is a – this is gematria. Now, gematria means that I'm going to project a symbol or a number, but I'm not going to show you the substance. My job and your job is to over and understand the cover-up, the lies, the disinformation through the art of omission. What am I saying? They tell the truth, but they just omit certain things. Yes, there's a fire. Sure, it was started by PP&G or whatever. I think it was that electrical company. They didn't necessarily start it. They just had an electrical, burst of outlet that's happened to be along the same lines as the California rail system that the government wants to build. And the people, are not willing to do that. It just so happened that the black population is going through a genocide. There is, quote unquote, selective breeding. Negroes don't even know because, again, the ultimate goal is to deceive colored black people into aborting their own race out of existence. It's worked like clockwork. So all of this is disinformation through the art of omission. Really lying. We're just leaving certain things out. Or they are just leaving certain things out. Now we could get into eugenics, but what I want to focus on and talk about that I'm going to be breaking down in depth is how this is hitting the same plain sight. What is hitting in plain sight, Brother Will? Gematria. Now, remember, gematria is just letters and numbers. But these letters and numbers are superimposed, so you look at the letter and the number, but you never question about the substance. Like the name Brett Kavanaugh. Nobody talks about the guy that was being promoted to Supreme Court judge, and he went through all of this stuff, and he all of his dirty laundry was drug out into the open. But why Brett Kavanaugh? If you look and if you decode using gematria, then you start to understand that even the Egyptians and every ancient society all use gematria. That's why the Library of Alexandria was destroyed way, way back in the day, because it held the true knowledge of gematria, its usage and how to apply it. Hebrew, Sumerian, Greek, Roman, English, Latin, Spanish all use different forms of gematria. It's old. Why? Because all words contain or represent some type of substance. All numbers contain and represent some type of substance. They are conveying a meaning. If you don't know what that meaning that is being conveyed, then you're at a disadvantage. And so by understanding that everything, like the Bible says, the letters kill. So these letters that are being prevented, they're not revealed, the true persona, unless you understand the letters. If you understand the letters, then you will understand the persona. You will understand the prince. You will understand the ruling disposition that is behind the letters. You will understand the ruling disposition that is behind the name. So everything can be broken down and understood if you over, under, and understand gematria. That's why I spend a lot of time under, over, and understand. When I read an article, I don't just read an article. Like when I saw those hearings with Brett Kavanaugh, I just didn't see Brett Kavanaugh. What I saw was Kavanaugh, the name. During his days at Yale, Kavanaugh belonged to a secret society that promoted drinking and womanizing among only Caucasian students. No other race was allowed. Where do you think that girl came from that brought up that information? If you look deep into his name, nothing else, it reveals some crazy stuff, little g's and demons, and the power structure that has been passed down through different members of different societies. Because people talk about skull and crossbones, and everybody has heard of skull and crossbones, and Yale is the home of skull and crossbones. But there's another small ancient cult, if we want to use that term, that Brett Kavanaugh was a member of. And one of the rites and one of the parts and one of the things to be a part of that organization had to do with certain sexual acts, as in most secret societies. Now, we can look into anybody, not just him. I'm just pointing that out because that was recent. But the thing that took place, just like in Bohemian Grove, that takes place every year, and all the presidents, well, most of them are all members, or they all went there. But my boy Kavanaugh was initiated into this quote-unquote frat party or this group. And it was very interesting is most people in this group, again, nobody's never heard of this group, and it was called TNC. And now TNC stands for, well, this is a family show, but, you know, the female breast and the female private area. But TC, TIT, CLIT. Now, you can research this yourself. I'm not making this up. It's extremely important that the stuff that's being played out are designed to make you feel something. So what did you feel when you watched? Did you feel like he was being railroaded? Did you feel like it was unfair? Did you feel like the young lady who came forward wasn't being heard? Did you feel like they was promoting, you know, white power? Did you feel like you was helpless? Now, remember, if you feel this, now, remember, if you feel black man repeatedly helpless, cop, white cop shoots black man repeatedly. This is called predictive programming. This is called exposure therapy. What happens when you fail? This is called learned helplessness. You are learning to be helpless. So you join my system and my life management course, the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, and you're a black man, and I'm telling you, go do a YouTube video. You've learned helplessness. You can't do nothing. So you get a new job. You're part of an organization. And you come from, again, a melanated culture. You're not part of the dominant culture. You've been programmed to be helpless. You want to do a good job. You get that new job. You report to work, and you are triggered by feelings that's on the TV that you watch on your break. You're sitting in the break room watching the news, and the Kavanaugh hearings come on. This is called Eurocentric scalarism, Eurocentric scalar. They're using scalar technology. Now, what I'm going to share about scalar technology in this next series, it's going to hurt your brain. Because scalar technology is the same thing as neutrino technology. So when Yahushua configured himself, what was that about? The glorified body is capable of dematerializing and rematerializing, just like in Star Trek. This is all laws of physics. Jesus understood. Jesus was a physicist. He understood the laws of physics. Now, we call it miracles because we don't understand. But if you understood the laws of neutrinos and antineutrinos, now the sun, this is why I said in the show that I just did, the true destiny of mankind is not left up to mankind. The true destiny of mankind is left up to the God kind. Now, the professor of physics at Tulane University, his name is Frank Tipler. Now, Frank Tipler actually understands physics, and he understands the etheric body of the fifth dimensional body. Now, in Frank Tipler, T-I-P-L-E-R, Frank Tipler, he's a professor at Tulane University. He wrote a book called The Physics of Christ or The Physics of Christianity, as I've been saying for 20 years, using physics. The sun is releasing neutrinos through CMEs or solar flares. Scientists are dumbfounded. They don't know why is the sun doing this. Because neutrinos is the only thing that changes the molecular structure of matter on a subatomic level. So the molecular structure of your body is being changed. You don't even know why. We don't even know why. So based upon physics, the body is able to dematerialize in one location and rematerialize in a whole other location. This is called the neutrino process. Remember in Star Trek? What did Star Trek get that from? They say, beam me up, Scotty. Remember, they put it in the movie and they omit certain facts. The etheric realm is controlled by neutrinos. And right now, the ether and the lumiferous ether is going through a chemical substance chain. All scientists know this, but they don't want you to know. Why is my boy, what's his name, that's going around talking about global warming? What they should be saying, your body's warming. The etheric body is really the true Holy Grail. Remember the series I just did? Telepathic Holy Grail Grid Engineer? That's you. How do you materialize and dematerialize your body? Do you know that neutrinos in the ancient text was called the spirit particle? No, they are over in Project CERN right now. They're looking for the God particle. What are they looking for? How to control neutrinos. Neutrinos are not controlled by men. They're controlled by God. God controls the sky. Now, remember, I just read in the last series when we was talking about, again, in the book of Genesis, where it says that the stars and the planets are given for signs and symbols, so you know what God is doing. So if I can make you feel, though, something that's not real, I can manipulate you and keep you from being upgraded, keep you from changing your DNA. So the DNA, the voice activation of the DNA, is being manipulated by hidden geometry codes. That's what's happening. Now, the reason why this is so important when we talk about these geometrical codes is because that's hitting your body. How? Through frequencies, through the television, and through the music. So through television and through music, all of this stuff is having an effect on your body. Even something as simple as watching Supreme Court nomination or again for Brett Kavanaugh, because his name, when you break it down, equals 888. And then you break it down, there's a whole lot of configuration. There is a, again, geometrical reason why everything that's placed up on TV is placed on TV. There's a reason why the music that you see is on TV. There's a reason why the diet that you eat is being promoted in front of you. Everything is designed to dumb you down or to keep you from vibrating on your original frequency so that your voice and the neutrinos and the things that I'm going to be talking about in this next series, it doesn't affect you. There's a video called The People Are Ready. In this video, The People Are Ready, and it's on YouTube, The People Are Ready, it breaks down and it talks about from darkness to light. And it's a Jewish video, or it's talking about the Holy Temple, and it's talking about the Temple Institute, and it's talking about the creation of the new temple. And according to the Bible, it's talking about how they are attempting to rebuild the temple. But what they're referring to physically is actually taking place spiritually. So it's the rebuilding of the spiritual temple. That's you. The Bible says that, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Ruach? So it is what's going on in Jerusalem is actually going on inside of you. So when you see things going on physically, it actually has a spiritual connotation. So your job is, again, when the Bible is talking about Jesus in the midst of the storm and the disciples were sleeping and Jesus was calm, it is talking about your mental disposition that you should maintain when you are in the middle of the storm, and your 12 cranial nerves, that is how you're able to maintain or to be calm. But if you do not understand that the 12 cranial nerves are controlled by the 12 attributes and characteristics that was given to you in your Dear Kinnear report, you don't have calm in the midst of the storm, because your DNA has been overridden. You are full of feelings that make you act a fool. So the job is to make sure that you are not full. So that way, don't allow your feelings to be manipulated. Your feelings, because remember, we bring about what we feel about. So whoever controls your feelings control you. So the question is, who's controlling your feelings? Are you controlling your feelings? Now remember, when Jesus was in the midst of the storm, he was sleeping. But the disciples, they was in the storm, the ship was being tossed to and fro, and why was Jesus calm? He was in control of his feelings. How? He knew greater is he that's in me, because he said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Jesus knew nothing was going to happen to him that the Father did not want to happen to him. He wasn't a part of this grid. Like the story that I read when I first started out, the names in that story was called, her last name was Ingrid. Ingrid, that means in grid, in the grid. So every story that has been promoted by this harmonious arrangement is designed to keep you in grid, in the grid. So when you see stories like mass shootings, how do you feel? When you see stories about like all of the fires that's going on in California right now, how do you feel? When you see stories about another black man getting shot in the back by a white cop, how do you feel, black man? How do you feel? When you see stuff about, you know, our economic condition, how do you feel? When you see people getting jumped, when you see accidents, when you see all of these, you know, weather things, all of these calamities, all of this stuff that's going on in our culture today, how do you feel? Because what you feel is real. There's earthquakes. Now, the Bible talks about all of this stuff. All of these, quote-unquote, natural disasters. So when these natural disasters happen, like when 9/11 happened, towers came tumbling down, a lot of people died, how did you feel? How did you feel? If you notice, a lot of things happen that's outside of your control. Can we control any national disaster? The fires that's going on in California, excuse me, can we control that? What can you do? You, if you pay attention, because remember it's not free, you got to pay for it. If you pay attention, you're going to find that everything that's being repeated by the reporters are things that are outside of your control. That way you feel helpless. And so when you join the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, you're going to feel helpless. Why? It's you're programmed to feel helpless. You go through your life and you feel like you cannot do anything to make a positive change in your own life. So the voice that is activating your DNA doesn't have a choice, meaning you feel helpless because you've learned helplessness over 5, 10, 15, 20 years of watching predictive programming that is repeated over and over and over and over and over. Same story. You know, black people are oppressed. Same story. This, how long has this been going on? How long has this been? I know, all Negroes do is march and go to church. Why? Helpless. We don't think that we're going to do anything. But what's in your control? We're so busy worrying about the things that we can't control, we're not worrying about the things that we can control. The one thing you can control is your thoughts. Your thoughts control your feelings. And your feelings, they control your actions. This predictive programming, this exposure therapy, this is called the divergent in-game fulfillment. Divergent, and that's where the movie Divergent came out. It's designed to divert you from your true destiny of returning back to teleates, perfection. Every event is designed to invade your mind. Let me make sure you understand. This is a paradigm shift of predictive programming. Every event is a foreshadowing. Every event is designed to invade your mind. Everything, even from going all the way back to the Titanic, is designed to make you feel like, oh, man, if a ship that's designed not to sink can be sunk, ain't even no use of me trying. If the Titanic can sink, so can I. Predictive programming. You've been watching it on TV. Every movie is designed to program you so that way, especially if you are melanated. Now, if you're non-melanated, it's the opposite. For you, every program, why is Superman white? Why is Jesus white? Why even in the movies, I saw the Egyptian kings, even in the movies, Egyptians were white. Moses was played by Charlton Heston. He was white. So if you're white, it's right. So the programming is different. So you feel, again, like the highest office. You can say anything. You can walk around. Donald Trump said it. Hey, I walk around and I grab them by the P-U-S-S-Y. That's what he said. And they like it. And they say, hey, I can get away with it because, you know, hey, I got money. What is that? It's called a white privilege. So they've been programmed for privilege. You've been programmed for helplessness. I better wake up. The big G is programming equality. But the little G, he programming division. He good at what he do. He been doing it for a long time. It's in your DNA. Learned helplessness is in every black man's DNA all over the country, every melanated individual on the globe. Because it ain't about melanin. It's about clay. And it's about fire. Because in the beginning, fire beings refused to even acknowledge clay. That's all the big G said. Hey, I made something different. I just need y'all to acknowledge it. Fire says we ain't acknowledging clay. Fire is still not acknowledging clay. But guess what? Yahushua elevated the clay over the fire. That's the problem. This is a spiritual battle that has been fought out using the triune hex. Sex, sex, sex in the form of math, music, and language. You've been programmed. Look at all the black videos. Show me a black video that doesn't have a naked woman, doesn't have drugs, it doesn't have cars, it doesn't have Negroes walking around beating each other up. Show me a pop one. I just want to see one rap video made by black folks that's positive, that's promoting a positive black image. I just want to see one. One. They don't exist. Negroes been programmed since birth. And we just slapping it up. How many Jay-Z's a billionaire? He ain't getting none of my money. Brothers and sisters, we got to vibrate higher. I don't care if you're white or black. I don't care if you're fire or clay. We're all one in Yahushua. We all come from the same source. Everything is designed to program your mind. There was a rapper called Mac Millie, or Mac Million, white rapper, Mac Miller. Well, what happened to him? He's no longer on the planet. He's gone. He came out singing a lot of stuff that had to do, just like that Triple X video, a rapper, he's no longer on the planet either. Young dude, he was like 19 or 20. And that young rapper, Triple X, what was his name? Tentacion or something like that. Both of them was part of Team Mind F, the universe, because they came out with his predictive programming lyrics about suicide. And they're programming your children for suicide. Even my boy Eminem. And there's a lot of rappers who talk about this esoteric coding. Ariana Grande is another one. Katy Perry is another one. Y'all better be very careful of letting your children watch and listen to these lyrics in these songs. Read the lyrics of Ariana Grande's music. Read the lyrics because they're toxic. They are scripts. They are predictive scripts that if they get into your child's DNA, they're programmed for death. This is called, again, the zenith of the alpha. This is a program that's being promoted by, this harmonious arrangement. They got a lot of programs out there, but Eminem, Mac Miller, and a lot of these young rappers coming in to the game, wow, it's sad. Even my boy Colin Kaepernick, a lot of people don't know Colin Kaepernick. Notice Colin Kaepernick said, believe in something, even if it means sacrifice and everything. He didn't say, believe in the truth. Colin Kaepernick said, believe in something. Look at what Colin Kaepernick, why is Nike, Nike, N-I-K-E, you know what that stands for, right? Notice their logo is the crux, it's the crook, it's the death angel's hook, N-I-K-E. That's the Nicolaitans, Jesus in the book of Revelation. There's very few things that God hates. You know what God said he said, I hate the Nicolaitans. He hate Nike. I've already wrote the book and did the series on Nike. Negroes buying Nike because Colin Kaepernick. I never heard Colin Kaepernick say it. He said, believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything. That is a symbolic ritual. Even the name Colin Kaepernick is Kaepernick. That means Kappa Negro. Look at his name. Colin means colon. Your colon. Look at the diet of the average African American. His colon is whack because his colon is full of shiznits. Colin Kaepernick is colon, mess up your colon so I can cap a Negro. Cap a Negro. Most Negroes dying from the slave diet. Negroes dying, blowing out their kidneys, freaking high blood pressure, can't walk up a flight of stairs. Why? Our freaking diet is whack. Colin Kaepernick is not who you think. Just look at the name. Remember, the message is always in the name. He said, believe in something. How about we believe in the truth? Basically saying, and believe in something other than the truth. I've never heard him say, believe in the truth. I don't even know, even if you don't know what the truth is, like I did when I started, I didn't know. I just say, Father, whatever the truth is, I want it. I don't want a version. I want the truth. And then Infinity Wars comes out with Avengers, and they got this dude in there named Thanos. And the word Thanos is in the Bible. That's the word for death. And in the movie Infinity Wars, Thanos comes in, and what he says, Thanos says, he believes in sacrificing half of the galaxy. At the snap of his fingers in the movie Thanos, everybody, half of the galaxy dies because he said there's too many people. What is that? Eugenics. Eugenics says we believe that somebody should die. And just so happened, we believe that the black people should die because, again, white is better than black. It's in the movies. So when you're watching Infinity Wars and Avengers, and I like superhero movies, let's not get it twisted, but you ain't going to see no series of Black Panther. And even in Infinity Wars, what happened to Black Panther? That fool died too. He disappeared. Zoop. Thanos, who's Thanos? He's the god of death. And Thanos comes in and he says there's too many people on the planet. And what happens? People start dying. Thanos is the god of eugenics. He just selected. He just chose who's the chosen one. Brothers and sisters, everything that's being promoted in what we call entertainment is designed to infiltrate your mind. What about the Georgia Stones? In Georgia right now, there's a stone that says maintain humanity under 500 million. In Georgia right now. What is that? The Georgia Guidestone. It's a granite monument erected in 1990. It's in Elbert County in Georgia. What is it based upon? Gematria. The language that is used is coded, but nobody can decipher the code. Except, well, I'm sure there's other people besides me, but it ain't too many. Very few people know the goddess of ritual death is Nike, the god of death, and Thanos. Very few people even understood the name Obama was in the Bible and who Obama really is. Brothers and sisters, it's very important. Everything from the air you breathe, the water you drink, the food, the music, everything. Oh, man, just believe in something. It's better to believe in something than to believe in the truth. That's really what he's saying. Now, I'm not against. I'm for the truth. I'm not really against anything, but I am for something. I am for universal spiritual law. I am for biblical proof. That's what I'm for. And it's my prayer that you are for. Don't tell me what you're against. Tell me what you are for. Don't tell me what you're willing to die for either. Tell me what you're willing to live for. I'm willing to live for the truth. I'm willing to live to establish the kingdom of God on earth. That's why I got the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. We're establishing kingdom millionaires that are based upon the kingdom code, not the hidden code of Gematria, not the feeling code, but the healing code of Yahushua the HaMashiach, the morning star, messianic administration, instead of the falling star demonstration. Whose side are you on, fire or clay? Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Well, how about we go with option C? We ain't even got to choose between option A or B. How about we go with option C? That was the third tree in the garden, brothers and sisters. That's called the tree of life. Yahushua came that you may have life and life more abundantly. Zoe life. Eternal life. So in this next series, we're going to break down something that very few people talk about. That is what I'm going to call voice DNA activation. Because, again, it's frequency DNA. It's the word, how the word of God activates the DNA. But you're the word of God. And brothers and sisters, in this series, it's a continuation of the last series as we establish the true destiny of mankind. But now we're going to go to, okay, how do we do it? We know our true destiny of mankind is eternal life. That's great, Brother Will. But how, I mean, I got so much stuff that's distracting me, bro. How can I get away from all this distraction? The trumpets is sounding. That fool's on TV every day. And the repeaters, the reporters are repeating and stuff. So frequently repeated is controlling my emotional response. What do I do? Well, you better override that shizness, bro. You better override it with a voice that's inside. We break it down starting November the 18th. Please email me, masterteacher33@gmail.com. You don't want to go in 2019 without declaring and decreeing. I've already made my statement. I already know where I'm at in 2019. Where are you going to be? I already know what I'm going to be doing in 2019. What you going to be doing? You going to wait till 2019 to get it before you start thinking about it? Oh, I don't think so, bro. You better call those things that are not as though they were. You better declare and decree, as I will break down and show you specifically, based upon the word of God that's found in John chapter 10, verse 27. We will destroy the yoke of the geometric hidden code so that the cosmogrator has no control over you. Because you are aligning with God's mind, so that way you can shine. Brothers and sisters, I am the one and only Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah, never knew that I would be the one to break through. Now I wake up and I pay dues, so faithful. Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, life is like a testing ground, it's to grade you. Yeah. It'll show you how you are to God or degrade you. When I pop up on this cold beat, I'm an angel. I can see right through your angle, dog, when I grace flow. Started out as hungry young bulls out to make dough. Make the system off the pedestal, using all this bull. When I drop the dirty heavy stool, I flush the toilet too. Yeah, I know that I'm not perfect, but I put in work too. Cause faith without some work, dog, it'll murk you. Haters, haters, been inside your head, outsmarting you. Haters, haters, taking all your bread, outworking you.
Better watch out for them fake fools, the snakes too. Can you paint up on the frame, dude? We stay true. Everything I do is from God to raise you.
Yeah, mind is like a deep mind that's full of gold. Better dig it out before the time will turn you old. Yeah. I ain't talking about the physical, I'm spiritual. If you call up with your calico, I'm Alamo. I'm standing here to make my stand until I go. Why you acting like a hater? Oh, I'm so intangible. Check it up. Vocab in your bloody manifold. Yeah, I've been making these records like I'm Barry Manilow. Ain't no telling when you fall on something that a man will grow. Yeah. Ain't no telling how you make your wealth and how the plan will show. All the people had to climb up out they mental catacombs. Yeah. I'm a sellout at the drone, rapping with a megaphone. Yeah. I'm a god up on this microphone, I came to raise a throne. Vibrating in a maker zone with my metronome. Yeah. I'm so loyal, yeah. I can't leave my home, I can't leave alone. I'm so loyal, I can't leave my own. The mimic.
That right, that right, that right.
If you don't